USA News, I'm Dave Collins. During a campaign rally in Iowa over the weekend, former President Trump spoke about the recent Hamas terrorist attack in Israel.
The Israeli attack was made because we are perceived as being weak and ineffective and with a really weak leader.
After an overnight attack by the Hamas militant group left hundreds dead, Trump spoke at an event in Iowa claiming that American taxpayer dollars helped fund the attacks. In an earlier statement, Trump also said Israel has a right to defend itself. President Biden also released a statement about the incursion on Saturday, saying there is never justification for terrorist attacks and Israel has a right to defend its people. At least 100 people are dead after two powerful earthquakes hit Afghanistan. Two 6.3 magnitude earthquakes struck western Afghanistan late Saturday morning, followed by several strong aftershocks. The UN agency in Afghanistan said initial assessments include that as many as 100 people have been killed in eight villages, with hundreds more injured, and thousands have been displaced after their houses crumbled in the quake. Hawaiian officials plan to reopen West Maui to tourists this weekend.
Residents of Lahaina are slowly cleaning up, getting their lives back together, and trying to move forward after the devastating wildfires in early August. But many of those residents say their grief is still too fresh to welcome a surge of visitors. Many community members say residents are still mourning their losses and need more time to heal after the fires leveled the town of Lahaina and left 97 people dead. I'm Skip Kelly.
The confirmation of Biden's nominee for U.S. ambassador to Israel suddenly takes on new urgency. Senate Democrats are pushing aggressively for quick confirmation of Jack Lew as ambassador to Israel after the attack by Hamas on Saturday. It will jumpstart a broader debate over aid to Israel in an already chaotic fall. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive burger perfection flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Fulton County, Georgia District Attorney Fannie Willis says she's been getting threats. Willis said the threats began when her office indicted former President Donald Trump and 18 others for allegedly interfering with the 2020 election results in Georgia. Willis told the Fulton County Board of Commissioners that the threats come in the mail, over the phone, even through text messages. She's also asking the commission for more power when it comes to vetting and hiring her own employees. A federal judge in Tulsa has upheld Oklahoma's new law that bans doctors and hospitals from performing gender transition procedures on minors. The law also bans doctors from prescribing drugs like puberty blockers and hormones. District Judge Sean Hale says the law is rationally related to the state's interest in protecting children, the public health, and the integrity of the medical profession. President Biden is patting himself on the back after the recent jobs report.
The report revealing that the U.S. economy added 336,000 jobs in September, surpassing economists' projections.
We have the highest share of working-age Americans in the workforce in 20 years. It's no accident. Bidenomics, we're growing the economy from the middle out, bottom up, not the top down.
Biden emphasized that his administration has generated nearly 14 million jobs since he took office. The unemployment rate has consistently held below 4%.
That's John Schaefer reporting. I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.